Parshas Pekudei. The first pasuk starts off, Eile Pekudei HaMishkon, this is the count of the Mishkon, Mishkan Oedus, Ashapukad Api Moshe, which was counted by Moshe, Avoidas HaLevim B'Yadi Soma Ben Aaron HaKoyin, the work of the Levim, B'Yadi Soma Ben Aaron HaKoyin. So the Parsha starts off talking that Moshe Rabbeinu made an account here of all the nedavos that were given for the Mishkan. Like the first Rashi brings down, the Parsha Zu, Nimno Kol Mishkal Nidvas HaMishkan. Here Moshe counted all the Mishkal, all the money he received for the presence of the Mishkan. La Kesev L'Atzov L'Nechoshes. For the silver, for the gold, and for the copper. V'nimno Kol Kelev L'Chol Avodosai. It was counted in all the different kelim that was made, and all for the different purposes of the Avodah. And then in Pasuk of Dalet it says the account of the gold, that it says, Kol HaZohov He'osu L'Amlochom V'chol Melechas HaKodesh V'hi Zahav HaTnufom Teisha V'yesrim Kikor U'shva Meyos U'shloshim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. They see at 29 Kikor and 730 Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. That's how much gold he collected. Then the Pasuk Chav Hei says how much silver he collected, v'chesef p'chudei ha'edom, ma'as kikor, v'yelo v'shva me'yas v'chamishim v'shivim shekel v'shekel ha'kodesh. Then it says the count of how much silver he did. And then it goes to explain exactly what did he do with the silver. Like Pasuk Chav Zayin says, v'hi ma'as kikor ha'kesef l'tzekes eisadmei ha'kodesh, he used the silver to make the yardonim, that's the foundation for the wood of the Mishkan, for the walls of the Mishkan, v'yesatne ha'proiches, for the Adonim, for the foundation of the proiches, me'as Adonim, le'masa kikul kikul adin. That's what he used the silver for. Then the Pasuk says even, v'yesa elef u'shiva ha'meyos, and the 1,000, and 700, v'chamisho v'shivim, and 75, also vovim la'mudim. He used it for the hooks of the columns. V'tzipa r'shem v'chisha koysim. It says exactly what did he do with all the silver. The next pasuk says counts the nechoshes, it counts the copper, and it says nechoshes atnufa shivim kikor, it was 70 kikor, v'yapayim v'yabe meyer shokel. And then also it explains what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with all the copper, v'yaz bo es adnei pesach ho'yamoyid v'yis mizbach ha'nechoshes, he used it for the foundation of the pesach ho'yamoyid, and used it for the mizbeach ha'nechoshes, v'yes bichbar ha'nechoshes ashaloi, v'yes kol klei ha'mizbeach. And then also, v'yes adnei ha'chotzer sovi, v'yes adnei shah ha'chotzer, v'yes kol yistois ha'mishkan, v'yes kol yistois ha'chotzer sovi. This is what he did with the copper. So the pasuk explains here that Moshe collected the count of the gold, of the silver, and the copper. However, the question is, how come the pasuk doesn't say what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the gold? It only says what did he do with the silver and what did he do with the copper. But what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the gold, it doesn't say here. How come? Also a question the Mefarshim ask here is that the yisoid of the Mishkan, that's the yisoid of the Ashpo, the brachas of this world come down through the Mishkan. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he gives the bracha, he gives Ashpo in this world, it comes through the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is the Makor, the place where all the brachas are supposed to come out from. Now usually there's a klal on something that you count, it's not shera brocha. Like a brocha usually only comes on something that's sumim min ayin, that we don't know the exact measurement, we don't know how much is there, then there's an inyan, there should be a brocha, there'll be a ribu, there'll be more and more and more and more. But something that we go down to count, usually the minyan makes it that the brocha will not be shirlet. So how come over here by the Mishkan, which is the site of the brochas on the world, did Moshe have to go give an account for exactly what did he do with all the money of the Mishkan? And really, the Medrash Rabbah starts off on this on the parsha of Eile Pekudei. It says, "Pasuk Tanchuma ben Abam," that there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, in Perek Chof Ches, pasuk Chof says, "Ish emunois is rav brochus." A person that has a muna, rav brochus, will have a lot of brocha. So the Medrash dashins that ish emunois ze Moshe. He was a trustworthy one by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lechein Avdi Moshe, V'chol Beisi Neman Hu. Moshe was trustworthy. He was a Neman. So therefore, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Pasuk of Rav Brochis. For Moshe Rabbeinu, will we see a lot of Brochis. So who is coming to answer this question, that how come from the Mishkan it comes out to have a lot of Brochis, And here Moshe Rabbeinu made a pekuda. Moshe made an account for the Mishkan. And the pshat is, we can answer is that we have to know, why did Moshe Rabbeinu go give an account now for all the money that he received, and for exactly what did he do with the money? And the Ramban explains here the reason why Moshe made an account was because Leitzoni Hador, the people in the door were saying that Moshe Rabbeinu took the money for himself. He was like stealing the money. Moshe didn't do trustworthy with the money, but rather he kept it for himself. So to prove himself that he was Nemon, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went to count and to say exactly what did he do with all the money. And the Rabbeinu Bechai here on the Postik Chof Ches, that the Postik says, V'yeso elef u'shva ha-meyos v'chamisho v'shivim, he's the extra 1,775, is also vovim la'mudim. They used them to make the hooks for the amudim. V'tzipa roshayim v'chisha koysim. That's what the Postik says. That the 1,775 were used for purpose of the hooks. And the Rabbeinu Bechayim brings down the Medrash or the Gemara that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was making the account of all that he did for the silver, he was missing the cheshbon, he was missing this amount. There was 1,775 kikar kesef that were missing. And Moshe forgot, he did not know what he did with them. L'ho yedeyim ha'osam mihem. Is Yotzes Baskol. So a Baskol came out from Shemayim. The Yomran, it said, V'yes elef u'shva ha'meyas v'chamisha v'shivim, this extra 1,775, also vovim la'mudim. You know what he did with them? Moshe Rabbeinu did not take them for himself, but rather he used them to make the hooks. L'kayim ha'shenemer, lo'ychein avdi Moshe b'chol beitzim nemenu. This is what the Medrash says. That even min ha'shemayim, they were meyad on Moshe Rabbeinu, that he did not take anything for himself, but rather everything he did was used for the extra kikra, the extra silver. He himself forgot what they did with it. The Basco came out and said he used it for this purpose of the vovim. He used it for the hooks. And some of us want to be medayik, if that's what it says in the Pasuk itself, the diik is. It says an extra two hays. It says, V'yes ho'elef u'shiva ha'meyos. What does it mean, ho'elef, the 1,000, and ha'meyos, the 100? The Mishnah says extra hay means this is the hay, this was the 1,775 that there was a question about. Where did it go? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do with it? And the Pasuk itself says that they used it for the vovim la'amudim. They used it to make the hooks. So now really, because of this Medrash, the Kli Yakov wants to answer the first question we ask. Like, how come the Pesukim here talk about that Moshe collected the gold, the silver, and the copper? And it only says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the copper and with the silver, but it doesn't say what he did with the gold. So Pashto Kli Yakov wants to say, because with all the silver and all the copper, at this time we finished using it. As for all the kalim of the Mishkan itself, making the Mishkan itself, the silver and the copper was all used up already. So therefore Moshe was able to say now exactly what did he do with them. Vashenkin, with the gold, he wasn't finished yet. Because the rest of, in the next few psukim, it talks about that they still made the kalim, the begodim for the Kohen Gadol, which the begodim for the Kohen Gadol was also made from gold. The ephod and the choshen was made with gold. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, they did not yet finish using all the gold, so far they did not say what did they do with it, because they're in the middle of using the gold. But the question is, though, so later on in the Pesukim, when they finished using all the gold, Moshe Rabbeinu should have said exactly what did he do with all the gold. Just like he said over here, when he finished using all the copper and all the silver, he explained himself and said exactly what it was used for. And the Kli Yakov once answered a teretizbiku like this Medrash, that really when Moshe was in the middle of explaining what did he do with all the silver, he forgot exactly what did he do with the last 1,775, until finally a Basko came out min ha-shamayim and said that Moshe Rabbeinu used them trustfully. He used them on the vovim. And like the Pasuk says, b'chol beitzi nemenu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was trustworthy in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once there was a Baskel that came out to tell the whole Klal Yisrael, like, don't be choshed Moshe. Moshe didn't take anything for himself. So then later on, when he finished making the gold, there was no purpose for Moshe a second time to explain himself, to say exactly what to do with all the gold. As after the Klal Yisrael heard the Baskel the first time, that Moshe Rabbeinu used out all the silver the right way, nobody was choshed him anymore. So therefore later on, when he finished with the gold, he did not have to explain himself a second time what to do with all the gold. When Hashem came now at the beginning here, he's explaining himself what did he do with the silver and with the copper, because at this time, like Ramban said, there was still the Leitzani Hador, the people are still talking bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was taking the money for himself. So here he had to answer himself what did he do with it, and while he was answering, the Abasco came out to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nemanhu, and therefore they didn't have any questions later on. And now to answer the other question we asked, is that how come here we had to count all the money and what it was done, l'chura, if we want a brocha, we want blessings to come out of the Mishkan, l'chura, blessing comes out when there's davar mesuyim in ayin, when we don't know the exact account. How come over here Moshe had to give the exact account of all the money and all what was done for it? So we brought down that the Medrash dashrins from the Pasuk in Mishlei, that ish emunois rav brochois, that a person that is a neman, that is trustworthy, he will be rav brochois, from him a lot of brochas would come out. And the Medrash dashrins are Moshe Rabbeinu. And the pshat is, could be like this, like we're explaining. The reason why Moshe had to give the account here was because like Sani Hador, the people were complaining to Moshe and thought that Moshe Rabbeinu stole or Moshe Rabbeinu took the money for himself. He didn't do nemonis with it. Now the pshat from the Mishkan is, this is the makam where the Shekhinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to live. And his Shekhinah will shine out from here. And like we're saying, there'll be bracha around the whole world because of the Mishkan. Now, pshit, the brachas can only come when there's an ish emuna, when you have a trustworthy person, when no gezer, when no ra, when no averus were taking place. However, if during building the Mishkan, there would have been some gezel, like if Moshe Rabbeinu would have stole the money for himself or done something not right with it, then that would be a stira to have the shechina and the Mishkan and to have brachas coming out of it. So here, fakir, the reason why Moshe went to count the Mishkan, to count all the money, was because he wanted a bracha to come out of the Mishkan. And he wanted a proof to show everybody that everything he did was exact with nemonis. He didn't steal a penny. Nothing was taken from himself. Everything was done api hilchos choshem mishpat. Everything was done the right way. And that's from this pasuk of ish emunais rav brochus. A person that acts with emuna, that does not trustworthy, he doesn't steal, he does everything the right way. That's the person who will have rav brochus. He'll have a lot of brocha on himself. See also, the reason why Moshe went to count all the money that came from the Mishkan was to show Klal Yisrael that everything he did with the money was only trustworthy. He did everything the right way. He didn't use any money for himself. And Memela, if you do everything the right way with your money, Memela, there'll be Rav Brochus. Faket, because of this was a reason why Brocha should, Hashpoa should come out of the Mishkan. Yeah, now back to the first pasuk again. Starts off again. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan Reidis. This is the count of the Mishkan of Ho'edis. So there's the famous Rashi here. The Rashi says, Ha Mishkan, Mishkan. Like, what does the Pasuk say two times, the word Mishkan? It says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, and then Mishkan Ho'edis. So Rashi says, Remez Lemikdosh Shenis Mashkein B'Shnei Chobonim, Ala B'Nosayhem Shai Yisrael. That there was a Beis HaMikdash Rishon and a Beis HaMikdash Sheni that was both destroyed because of the Averis of Klal Yisrael. That's why it says like two times the word HaMishkan, Mishkan here. And then the Pasuk says the second was Mishkan or Edus. This is the Mishkan of Edus, of testimony. And what is this Edus? So then Rashi goes on and says Mishkan or Edus. Edus Le Yisrael, this is a testimony to Yisrael. Sheviter Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amayso Egel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel forgave them for the sin that they did by the Egel. Sherei Hishra Shechinosei B'neim. Because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu put back his Shekhinah between Klal Yisrael. So this is the Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for the Chet Ha'Egel. And the Medrash Rabbah used the Lashon is Eidusu L'chol Boi Olam Sheyeh Slicha L'Yisrael. Again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael. So this is one shot in Mishkan Ha'Eidus. Means it's an Eidus that the Shekhinah is still amongst us. And the Medrash Tanchuma starts off with another pshat. And he says, Mishkan Eidus starts off, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ein Eidus el Torah. The word Eidus always means the Torah. Shenemar Eilah Eidus v'yachukim v'yamishpotim. So here also, Mishkan Eidus means this is the Mishkan that has the Torah in it. It partially means by the Mishkan and by the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, that the Aron was there with the Torah. And the Medrash here brings down a mashal. He says, it's a mashal, a melech shoyel lebas, a king had a daughter, Obonu la Paltrin, he made a special palace for his daughter. V'yashivu lefnim, Mishivai Echolim. And he put this in the front of seven different palaces. And he put out a shame to say that Kol Mish Yikones Abiti Kilohu Nichnas Elai. Whoever goes to visit my daughter is considered as if he visited me. That's what the king said. So Medrash says, Kach Shnei Shemois Nikru La Mishkan Mishkan Edis Zutera. Uvamokam Acher Roma Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. The Mishkan has two names to it. Here it's called Mishkan Edis, which goes on the Mishkan of the Torah. And other places it says Mishkan Hashem, Hashem's Mishkan. Izomar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, In Bozo Adam es Biti Kilu Mavazali. If somebody goes in and is Mavaza the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if he's Mavaza me. If Nichnas Odom Beis HaKnesses U Mavaza Oysoi, Torosi Kilu Ola U Bozo es Kavodi. If somebody goes in and makes fun of the Torah, it's as if he's making fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the other way, if you give cover to the Beis HaMikdash, you give cover to the Torah, as if you're giving direct cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the Medrash are saying here that the Mishkan Edus is, the Edus is the Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, that's called Edus. And really, both these two pshatim together, we could put them together to say that we say now the Edus is a testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is still with Klal Yisrael. Now how do we keep the Shechina with us for always? That's through the limit of Torah. The Torah is part of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we always say, Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael v'Reis Yischadu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oyid, Yisrael, and the Torah is like one. Like, how do we keep Hashem with us? That's through the limit of Torah. And really, this, like we brought down before in Parshas Truma, that at the beginning of the Parshas of Truma, right away the Midrashim talk about the Torah. So the question, what does the Torah have to do with the Truma? So the Pshat is, we said then that the Parsha, the Inyan of the Mishkan was to bring the Shechina down amongst Klal Yisrael. And the question was then, that's good, Kol Zaman, we have the Beis HaMikdash, but what's going to be after the Churban HaBayis? How are we still going to have the Shechina amongst us? And the Teretz was, like we always say, the after the Churban HaBayis is Eimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balomai El Adal Adama Shel Alocha. That we as HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep his Shechina now with the Adal Adama Shel Alocha. It's through the learning of the Torah, that's the way the Shechina will always be with us. So the Edus here, the testimony that the Shechina is amongst us will be here, true. Bizman, you had the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, it was through the Mishkan. And even in the Mishkan, like we spoke about before, the Ika Akeli of the Mishkan was the Oren, where the Torah was. Like you're also Mefarshim learning. Mishkan Edus here goes upon the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. In other words, the Yisoid of the Mishkan, of having the Shechina amongst us, is with the Torah. And the Torah, that's what will keep the Shechina with us, even after the Churban HaBayis. It's the Edus, that the Shechina is with us, that's with the Koyach of the Torah. And that will never leave us. Even after the Churban HaBayis, we'll still have the Koyach of Torah, that through learning the Torah, that's what will keep the Shechina amongst us. So therefore, both these two Pshatim and the Drashim go together like the Edus here, the testimony, that the Shechina is amongst us and will always stay with us, that's with the Koyach of Limud HaTorah. And really, the Mefarshim asked the question here on the on the beginning of the pasuk, the first pshat that Rashi brings down, that it says two times the word Mishkan here. What does it say two times the word Mishkan? So Rashi says it's a remez leMikdash shenishmashken b'shnei churbanin al avonaseim shal Yisrael. That this parsha of the Mishkan talks about that there's going to be a churban habayis two times, and the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be the mashkan, that's going to be taken away from us as a mashkan for the averus that we did. So the question is this a nice thing to talk about right now at the beginning, when we're talking about building the Mishkan? About here we're talking about that Moshe Rabbeinu collected the money, and he's telling us now exactly what did he do with all the money. He's talking about now about building the Mishkan, building the Kelim for the Mishkan. Is that nice now to have a remez that there's going to be a Churban HaBayis two times, and the Churban of the Bayis is going to be the Mashkan for Klal Yisrael? That's not a nice thing to talk about right now by the beginning of the building of the Mishkan, that later on is going to be a Churban HaBayis, and not only one time but two times. Like, how come we make this drasha right now at the beginning of the parsha of building the Mishkan? Like right now with the Zman HaChedva, right now with the Simcha in Klal Yisrael, that they will soon go to put up the Mishkan, like the Pasukim starts talking about soon. And on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the eighth day of the Miluim, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was Hukam Es HaMishkan, he put up the Mishkan then. So b'shas chedva, b'shas the simcha, the happiness of making the Mishkan, how come right now there's a remnant here that there'll be a churban two times to the two Beis HaMikdash? And maybe we can answer this the way the Dibri Yecheskel is Masva Medrash here. That the Medrash Rabbah brings down about the Oren, that it says it had the Torah in it. So it says the Posik, Ma, the Posik in Tilim, in Kapitol Lamed Aleph, that says, Mo Rav Tuvcho, Asher Tzofantum Uvayecho, is how much goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides, makes a hidden treasure, Uvayecho, for the people that fear him. And Po'alto Lachoysen Boch, and he has made them for the people that take have refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pesach is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has treasures, has hidden things waiting for the Yireyim, for the Yirei Hashem. Poshet it goes on to Beis HaMikdash Osid, goes into Mois HaMashiach. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu now puts away Schar Toiv for the Tzadikim. Yizuchur, what did this Pesach here have to do with the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, when they made the Oren, the place to put the Torah in the Mishkan? Like, what does the Oren have to do here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has schar set aside later for the tzaddikim, that the mitzvah Shem will be able to see the Mashiach, the Bayis Shlishi? What does that have to do with here? So the Rebbe Cheskel once explained, he explains it with the kasha that the yes and aloha on Tisha B'Av, we know that we first put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. So some of us from yes the kasha fakert, that really the ikar sreifa of the Beis HaMikdash was on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos Hayayim. That's when they first started to burn the Beis HaMikdash. So how come at that time, like we hold after Chatzos Hayayim, it's like after the strongest, the strength of the tainus, and at that time already we could put on film. It should be just the opposite. If you doubt at that time was the time when they started to burn the Beis HaMikdash, so that should be a stronger part of the tainus, and it should be also to put on film then. And it brings down the teretzes, that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu burnt had the Beis HaMikdash burnt, like instead of killing out Klai Yisrael, instead of making a clear for Klai Yisrael, he only burnt the wood, the Beis HaMikdash itself, that's really a school or a toivah for Klai Yisrael. Like this, Klai Yisrael deserved to have a clear, to be wiped out the Gamri, to be killed. And instead of killing the Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just want to take away the Beis HaMikdash from it, that's really a school for Klai Yisrael. That shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to wipe out Klai Yisrael. At the worst matzav we are, he'll just show his anger upon Eitzim V'Yavonim and not upon Klai Yisrael itself. So therefore, Fakert, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was being burnt, it was a riot that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do and not kill out Klai Yisrael. So that was a little bit of a pious for Klai Yisrael. So maybe we want to say the same shot here also. That's what the Medrash is saying. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gave the Mishkan, he said right then, there's Shno, at two times I'm going to take away the Mishkan from Klai Yisrael. There'll be two Chorbonas of the Beis HaMikdash. Now by being Chor of the Beis HaMikdash, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to wipe out, kill out Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael will always be Netzach Nesachim, will always be here. And that's this Posik of Hashem Tzofant L'Riyecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has things hidden away for the Tzaddikim, that there'll be a Mitzvah Shem of Bayis Shlishi. There'll be a time when Mashiach will come, when the hidden treasures will come out. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be a Klai Yisrael at that time. So even though in between HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael deserves to have a Kliya to be wiped out, still there's an Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't wipe out Klai Yisrael. At most HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a Mashkin, will take a pledge from us, will take away our Beis HaMikdash from us for a while. Until finally comes the man with Moshe Mashiach, when we'll get it back again. But our Korponim, this is showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, will never wipe out Klai Yisrael. And like this, now everything fits in very good. They were saying now, this is called the Mishkan Eidus. This is a testimony that the Shechina is in Klai Yisrael. And like we said, the Medrash says that Yeslicha LaKlai Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klai Yisrael on the Chet Ha'Egel. And really the Pshat is that the Chet Ha'Egel, when Klai Yisrael did the Inyan of the Egel, the Inyan of Kamat Cain, Avodah Zarah, they deserved to be killed out Lagamri. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu now gave them Mechila Slich, he forgave them. And really, the Mephoshim say the Slich and the Mechila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klai Yisrael, that was only on a Tanai, really, that they would not go back, Machs L'Surim. They would not go back to do Avodah Zarah, not to be bad. His Kolzman, that Tzadikim, Kolzman, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's when there's a Kapor Hashem won't wipe them out. But really, when it will come a time that they'll do chatoim, they'll go k'neged Hashem, really then they deserve to be wiped out again. Really. Mashenkin was saying, though, no, this is the Mishkan Edus. This is an Edus now, a testimony, that not only won't Hashem kill them out now, but even later on, when Klal Yisrael will do chatoyim, and they'll do things bad, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not make it clear. Still HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not wipe them out legamri. That's how much the Slicha and the Mechila was right now. Hashem forgave them so much now, that no matter how bad they do later on, still they won't be wiped out. And that's the Raya from this Mishkan two times, explaining to us though, that even though there'll come times later on, when Klal Yisrael will do chatoim again, will do bad again, they'll deserve to be killed out again, to have a clear again. No, this is a Mishkan Edus. This is a testimony that Hashem will never wipe out Klal Yisrael. At the most, what He will do later on is, He'll take away a Mashkin, He'll take away a pledge from us. He'll take away the Beis HaMikdash Rishon and the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. But He'll only take it away for a while. Like the Medrash Darshan from the Pasuk, Moratuvcha She'etzofant L'Riecho. There's a Avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these hidden things hidden for Tzadikim. That there'll come Yemois HaMashiach. There'll come a time again where we'll see again the Bayi Shlishi. But I call upon him, this is Gvaltike Chedver now, that Klal Yisrael has an Edus. There's a testimony to Klal Yisrael that there will never be a clear to Klal Yisrael. Even though really through the Chet Egel they deserved all to be wiped out, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel them. He gave them a Slicha Mechila, and this Slicha Mechila is Chal even later on. When they will do Chatoyim, still, at most will happen is, the Mishkan will be a pledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the Beis HaMikdash from us. That's all. And long to take it away for a while, for a time. Until in Mitzvah Shem we're going to get it back again. But I call upon him, there's Avtoch here that Klal Yisrael won't be wiped out. And this is also very good why the other Medrash Darshans from Mishkan Edus, Edus goes on the Torah. Because we always know what keeps Klal Yisrael alive and what keeps the whole world alive is the limit of Torah. Like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight in my Sabratius, that if Klal Yisrael is Mekayim the Torah, there'll be a world. And if not, is Yachs L'Torah V'Voyu. Is any time the Torah will be stopped learned in Klal Yisrael, there'll be right away a Torah V'Voyu, the whole world will be destroyed. So again, what is the schus that the Torah keeps, that the world keeps on going? That's what the schus of the Torah. So it's very good here. This Mishkan Edus, this is a testimony here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never wipe out Klal Yisrael. No matter how many bit chatoim they'll do later on, even though they deserve to have a clear, Hashem won't wipe them out. And with what schus won't He wipe them out? With the schus of Torah. With the schus that Klal Yisrael learns Torah, Kiseidah, it's the limit of Torah that keeps the world going, keeps Klal Yisrael going. Ki heim chayenu v'yarech yemenu. And that's this Mishkan Edus, that's the Edus here that Klal Yisrael will always be here. With what schus? With the schus of the Torah. And the schus of the Torah makes it that the Shekhinah is b'nayim, is between us. Is that's from this pasuk, the Mishkan, and Mishkan Edus, the two times the Mishkan, and that's Taka Chedva, a school of a Klal Yisrael, that at most what will happen to them later on is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will wipe out the Mishkan, al Eitzim v'Avonim, of a Klal Yisrael themselves, they'll always be a Kiyim for Klal Yisrael. And interesting, there's also a Mitloshin of a Medrash Rabbi here that says that, Om Aloi, Bitzalel Moshe, his Bitzalel asked Moshe, Mal HaMishkan Hazeh, what is this Mishkan? Is Om Aloi, Moshe Rabbeinu answered back, Sheyishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinasoi B'Soichai, O Melamed LiYisrael Torah. There's two things, that this Mokam HaMishkan is a place that Hashem will shine His Shechin in Klal Yisrael, O Melamed LiYisrael Torah. That's like we're saying now, that the Indian of the Mishkan is, that the Indian is to have the Shechin here, through the limit of Torah, Alamei Torah Yisrael, to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, is through the limit of Torah, that's how we'll be zeichet to have the Shekhinah amongst us. Stam on the pasuk again of Mishkan, the Medrash makes another drasha on this, and also says Mishkan two times, the Fisha Beis HaMikdash Shalmatam is Mechuvan Kneged Beis HaMikdash Shemalam. Shnema Mechon Neshiv Techo Po'alto Hashem. Mechon Hanam Mechuvan Zeh Lu Mazeh. That the same way there's a Beis HaMikdash Lamata here on this world, who then there's a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan Lamala in Shemayim. And Rabbeinu Bechai over here goes by Riches, talks about this Medrash over here. We're not going to go into it too much right now. But our Kopon of the Kitzur was just teaching us that the Mishkan, we saw things to remind us of the Shekhinah. The Dika Shekhinah is in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we brought down here a place here that we come in here, we see like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the same way Hashem lives up in Shemayim, Hu Adin, there's a Mishkan Lamata, to remind us, Zeh Umazeh.
All right, you could turn over.
Rem Gimel, it says, Vayar Moshe es kol hamlocha v'hinei osoy oiso, kashe tzivu Hashem kein osoy, as everything was done the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to make the Mishkan, Vayivorech oise Moshe, and Moshe gave them a bracha, Moshe gave them a blessing. So Rashi brings down, what was the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them? Omele yirotzen shetishcha shchina b'mais yedechem, that yirotzen should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his shchina should shine b'mais yedechem. Now Pasha, this means in the Mishkan, that the Shechina should come down and be in the Mishkan. And then it brings down, they answered back and said, V'hinoyim Hashem Akeinu Leinu, and that's what they answered back. Now the question is, first of all, why do we need Moshe's tefillah for this, Moshe's bracha? Is that what the Haftacha before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said, V'yosu li Mishkan, V'shechanti b'seichem, make me a Mishkan and I will live there. The whole purpose of the Mishkan is a place that Hashem will live there. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to give him a bracha, Yirotzon shetishcha Shechina b'mais yedechem, that the Shechina should be here with what you're doing? And Pashut means on the binyan of the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch himself said that his Shechina would be here by the Mishkan. Secondly, the Or HaChaim asks, why does it have to say Moshe's name? It says, Vayivorech Oisa Moshe. The beginning of the Pasuk said, Vayar Moshe. So we're talking about what Moshe saw or Moshe said. It just should have said, Vayivorech Oisa. And we would understand it means Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the blessing. Why does the Pasuk have to end off, Vayivorech Oisa Moshe? And the Or HaChaim wants to answer that it says the word Moshe to stress to us that this bracha should not be kal b'yanecha, but rather this is a tremendous bracha that came from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. I saw another mefarish in the Yoznayin Lateri want to say that usually, like after Moshe went to build a big binyan, they went to build a big building for their school, so what happens? At the end, usually, At the end of the building campaign, usually they honor the person that put all the effort into building the building. As the old Tzibur honors that one person, but not the opposite way, not the pshat, that one person that put all the effort into building the building, does he give a bracha to everybody else? And here it's just the opposite. Here it's at the end of the building of the Mishkan, that really the whole Klal Yisrael should have come to give Moshe Rabbeinu a bracha, that he was the one that helped them, that was Mesader, the binyan of the Mishkan. Rather, the Pasuk says, no, the opposite way around. That Moshe Rabbeinu, at his madrege, he went to give a bracha to whole Klal Yisrael, as he was the one that was marking more the tzarech of this binyan of the Mishkan, and he went to give the bracha to the Klal. That's why it stresses here by Yevorech Oisem and Moshe, that Moshe was the one that gave Klal Yisrael the bracha, and not the opposite way, that the Klal Yisrael should give Moshe Rabbeinu the bracha. So that was the stress here, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave the bracha to Klal Yisrael. But I'll call upon him the first kasha is here, like, what was this purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha? And really, what was the bracha? Like, Hashem already said that the Shechina would be here. And also, what is it called, the bracha? Moshe was blessing them, Yirotzon Shetishra, that was like a bracha. That's like a tefillah. He's like davening now, praying to Hashem that the Shechina should come here. Like, why is that called a bracha? It's rather considered a tefillah. So really, the Yalkut brings down that a little bit more in this bracha that Moshe gave Klal Yisrael. And the Yalkut says that Reb Meir Omer, Kein Borchom Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem, Omelehem, that Moshe told to Klal Yisrael, Kishem Shenesachtem B'Mleches HaMishkon, the same way you work to make the Mleches to build the Mishkon, V'Shor Shohashchina B'Mais Yedeichem, and the Shechina Taka came down here in the Mishkan, we have the Shechina, Kein Tisku, V'tivne Lefonav Beis HaBchira, the same way you should be able to go and build the Beis HaMikdash, and V'tishra Shechina B'mais Yedechem, and there also, by the Beis HaMikdash also, there should be the Shechina should come down because of B'mais Yedechem. And this, V'hei Marmim, they answered back, V'inoyim Hashem Lakenu, that they agreed to this. In other words, Rav Meir is adding on that this tefillah wasn't only, or this bracha, wasn't only a bracha right now that the Shechina should be here in the Mishkan. Like we said before, that's pshita, the Shechina would be here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said, V'shechanti b'seichem. But rather, this is a bracha now. Moshe has given them a bracha, that the same way Klal Yisrael was able to build the Mishkan, they should also be able, amidst Hashem, a lady is, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Beis HaBchira. And some of Arshim, the Ber Moshe, even wants to go a little further, to say that the real kavanah, the real intentions of Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha here was that they should be zeicha, Klal Yisrael should be zeicha to have the bayis hashlishi,
Klal Yisrael should be zeichet have the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, that the Mitzvah Hashem will come b'Moisa Mashiach. That's the Gula Shleima that Moshe Rabbeinu right now had in mind this bracha. That Vayavarech Oisem Moshe. Moshe gave them a bracha to say that she Yirotzon Shetishra Shechina v'Maisi Yedecha means whatever we do, we should be zeichet to bring down the Shechina, which is the real Shechina that will be here Leilam Void, which is the Shechina that will be B'Shas the Bayis Hashlishi. That was Moshe's Kavona right now. So that's a tremendous bracha, a tremendous blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's good why Dafke Moshe Rabbeinu said this bracha. Because it wasn't only a bracha for right now, for the Mishkan that happened right now, but rather Moshe, as being the manik, the leader of Klal Yisrael, he saw the future, what's going to be to Klal Yisrael, and he saw so far, he was able to think all the way to what's going to be by the Seif of the Gula Shleima, what's going to be the Moshe Mashiach, that he gave a bracha right now, Bishas, the beginning of the building of the Mishkan, that amidst Hashem, through Yemaisi Adai and through your works, we should be Zeicha that the Mashiach should come, and there should be amidst Hashem a bias Hashlishi, which that will be the bias Loilam Void. Now, later on, right after Shishi, the Pasuk says, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shono hashenis b'echod l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the time when the Mishkan was put up. Then the Pasuk Yudches says, Vayokhem Moshe Samishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. Now, the Gemara in Nedorim, Adaf Lamed Ches, talks about and says that, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinosoi Ela Al Gibor V'Osher V'Chochum V'Yonav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only puts his Shechin upon a person that has these four Midas. He's a strong person, he's a rich person, he's a wise person, and he's an honor, a humble person. And the Gemara says, V'Chula M'Moshe. We learn all these things out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Gibor, how do we know he's a strong person? That Moshe spread the oil, all the coverings, all the curtains on top of the Mishkan. That's the raya that Moshe Rabbeinu was very strong. Now the Rosh over here on the Dorm asked the question, why doesn't the Gemara bring the raya from our Pasuk right now? That the first part of the Pasuk says, Vayokem Moshe es ha-Mishkan. That Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. He put up all the walls, all the kerushim of the Mishkan, which was very, very heavy. So since it was very, very heavy, it's a raya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very strong person. So the Rosh asks here, why doesn't the Gemara bring the raya from this pasuk? That Vayokim Moshe es a Mishkan, Moshe put up the Mishkan, this should be the raya. Moshe was a very strong person. Now the Mashor over here asks the question on the Rosh. He doesn't know what's the Rosh's kasha. Like, what's the raya from this pasuk? That you say, Vayokim Moshe. Moshe put up the Mishkan of the Raya, Moshe was strong. He says, no. We darshan from the Pasuk before that says, Hukam HaMishkan. Mashma, the Mishkan was put up by itself. That really we'll soon see the Medrash Tanchum here speaks out that merely it was too hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to pick up the Mishkan. And Hukam HaMishkan means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to help him, and it was really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that put up the Mishkan. That's why it says, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was put up. Therefore, the Mashor asked the question on the Rosh. What is the Rosh's Kasha? That the Gemara should say the Raya Moshe was a strong person, was from this first part of the Pasuk. Vayokim Moshe Samishkan, that Moshe put up the Mishkan. He asks, it wasn't Moshe alone that put up the Mishkan. It was Hukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him to put it up. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped put up the Mishkan, what is the Raya that Moshe Rabbeinu was a strong person? Maybe he's not a Gibur. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the Mishkan. This is the Mashor's question. And really there's a Medrash Tanchum here on this week's Parsha Pechudei that talks about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad that he himself didn't do anything for the building of the Mishkan. He itself didn't help in the actual building itself. And the Medrash goes through at the end when it came to put up the Mishkan, they just couldn't put it up. It was too heavy for them. And they came to complain. Until finally they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. And at the end of the Medrash it says that Shomu LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Since you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're feeling bad now, why you didn't help along in the Mishkan itself. Hashem told Moshe, therefore, I'm not going to let anybody else put up the Mishkan. They themselves cannot put up the Mishkan. But that everybody should know, if the Mishkan is not going to stand because of your hands, Shuv ein oimid li olam. It will never stand. The ainer kaisav loy hakom el al yodcha. I'm only going to call the putting up of the Mishkan on your name. Shenema the pasuk says, Vayokim Moshe es ha Mishkan. that Moshe put up the Mishkan. In other words, Hashem wanted to appease Moshe why he didn't do actually anything in the building itself of the Mishkan. So Hashem said, I'm going to let you put it up. You'll be the one to stand up the Mishkan. Nobody else could do it, only you. And everybody should realize it's only because you put it up that the Mishkan would stand. So the Medrash goes on and says, Oma Moshe Rabbeinu Shlalem, Eini Yodei Lahamidai, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know how to put it up. Like, I'm not strong enough. Omalois HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Asayt Biyodcha, you try and do something, try and work, do something and try and pick it up. V'yatamara Lahamidai, and I'll show you that you could put it up. V'oimed Me'elof, but really what came out? That the Mishkan was put up by itself. V'anikaisav Alecha Shatakim Moisei, but I'll put it that you put it up. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vahi b'chodesh rishon mashon hashenes v'echol l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan, said the Mishkan was put up. Mi hemidoi, who put it up? Moshe Rabbeinu put it up. Shenema, the next Pasuk says, Vayokim Moshe es ha-mishkan. So that is Medrash Tanchuma, that even though the Pasuk says, Vayokim Moshe put it up, really Moshe Rabbeinu was not strong enough to put it up, he couldn't put it up himself. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Asayt biyodcho, do something, try and be mishtadl, do something to pick it up, and I'll show you that it'll be picked up. And because of that, it says, Vayokim Moshe, Moshe picked it up, but really it was Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was picked up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is really the Mashor's Kasha on the Rosh. What's the Rosh's Kasha, the Pasuk, the Gemara should say, that it's a Raya Moshe was strong. From this Pasuk that Moshe picked up the Mishkan, it's Mashmano, the Medrash says that it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that picked it up, he himself maybe wasn't strong enough, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hukam HaMishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him along to pick it up. So what's the Rosh's Kasha? So Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz Tzal once answered this and says that if anybody thinks that he himself could do anything, it's really his own strength, that he could do anything, he could move anything, he's making a big mistake. Any little strength that we have, that we could move things, we could pick up a chair, pick up a sefer, it's also only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koyach to move things, to be strong. True, here Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe with his own strength, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's extra help, he couldn't have picked it up. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this extra help, and Lamaisa the Mishkan was picked up through Moshe Rabbeinu, this is proof that Moshe Rabbeinu was strong. Because being strong means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the strength. So if here HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this extra strength to Moshe, that right now it was picked up through Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping him, that is proof that Moshe is strong. Because any strength that we have also only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the yisoid, like anything we have always comes from Hashem. This is the yisoid of the midah of anava, to be an honor, to be humble, to realize that anything we do have, it's not the pshat, we ourselves acquired it, it's something we're great for, it's only something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And therefore we have to be humble, like even though we realize we are great, we have tremendous things, we are rich, we have chokhmah, we are great, but we have to realize it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really pshat bechlal in this last Gemara that we brought down. The Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu amashra shchinam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only puts a shchin upon a person that's a giber, strong, a chacham, wise, an osher, rich, and an anuf. So the good question is, why do you have to be rich? And why do you have to be strong in order to have the shchinah upon you? And I saw some of Farshim, and Rabbi Chaim also wants to say that the pshat is really is the ikar midah of the last midah of being an anuf, being a humble person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a shchinah upon an anuf. But the pshat is, where do we see, how can we see if you're an anuf? If you're not rich, if you're not strong, so the fact you're humble could be just down because you're low. You think nothing of yourself. Maybe you attack nothing, and you think nothing of yourself. That's not a proof that you're a real humble person. But if somebody is an usher, somebody is a very rich person, somebody is a strong person, somebody is a wise person, he has tremendous things, so he could think of a Bagaivnik. He could start to think, it all comes from me, I'm great, I'm a great person. If such a person is a humble person, that shows that he really has the need of another. So really, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the Shekhinah on a person is because of the need of another, because he's humble. Just what shows us that you're a humble person? If you have a midah of gevura, you are strong, and you are rich, and you are wise, and still you're a humble person, that's the biggest proof that you're really a humble person. But here by Moshe Rabbeinu, like it always says, Moshe was anav mikol adam, he had this midah, he was a big anav. See also, Moshe Rabbeinu's anivus is the pshat, he realized nothing came from himself, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. But the fact that Hashem helped Moshe, and the Mishkan was picked up through Moshe, that is the biggest proof that Moshe Rabbeinu is considered a Gibur. Because any Guru we have also only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Now, this Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh.
This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, the union of Stam every Rosh Chodesh is in Zman Heschachus. Something new happens. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, Rosh Chodoshim. Rosh Chodesh is the beginning. The beginning is the Pshat is that we see the Ashkochu, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does special things to Klal Yisrael. And Rosh Chodesh is the beginning, Azman Kaporo, it's the beginning. It's a new Eschachos. Now Nisan is the Eschachos of the whole year, Chodesh Nisan. This is the Chodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael, the great Nisan, the Yara Chazoka, B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. We saw the great Nisan, we saw the Zgalas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, this is in every single Chodesh Nisan, every single year, this tremendous new Hischachus, a new beginning to realize the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is really the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, to make a Rosh Chodesh. That the union of Rosh Chodesh is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. He gave us the koyach of making a Chiddush, making something new. Like all the Yom Tovim is totally when Beis Din makes the Rosh Chodesh, Beis Din has a right to make Rosh Chodesh on this day, on the next day. It's up to Beis Din to make the Rosh Chodesh. That's why we have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz. We do not know exactly when the Beis Din made the Rosh Chodesh. But it's the first mitzvah to teach us that through the koyach of Limud HaTorah, Klal Yisrael the Chum, now the koyach to Mechadish, to make things. Someone that's the pshat of we make the Kiddush HaChodesh, our Pidah Levona. Levon is the pshat is, that's the mor hakotan. It's a small light. And the pshat from the small light is, even though it starts off at the beginning of the month very small, as the months go on it gets bigger, and then it becomes smaller again. That we see a chiddush, we see something going on, we see something different here, that comes to make us realize that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's called Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina, B'Shash make Birchas Yibench Rashchid, Yibench Levona, B'Kiddush HaLevona, it's called Yib Makabal Pnei Ashchina, because Shemamish able to see through the Levona, the Ischachos, the Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the world. And Mechlal, in this Chodesh, Chodesh Nisan, was when Klal Yisrael had the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and B'Shash Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Mechlal, when Klal Yisrael first got these Galus, that they were Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Apostle should receive the Aseret HaDibros after that, that it says, Anoichi Asher Melekecha Asher Atzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Asher Asher Barasi Es Olam. It doesn't say Anoichi Asher Melekecha that I created the world, but it says, Anoichi Asher Melekecha Asher Atzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Because through the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael saw the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were able to be Makir, to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash, like we're saying by Karbonus, the union of Karbonus is to realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim was. We saw the great Nisim, the Yara Chazoka, that everything comes from Hashem. Hu Adin by Shabbos also, B'Shas when we make Kiddush on Shabbos, we also say Zeichel Amais Abreshis and Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's because of the Yitzias Mitzrayim that we came to this great Hezgalus, that we saw the greatness of Hashem, we could be able to realize now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gave us the Kedushas HaShabbos, like the Kedushas of Eschachus, to see something new, to see a new Chiddush in the world, came B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, came with this Chiddush of Nisan. That's why this Chiddush Nisan is called Rosh Chodoshim, it's the beginning of all the Chiddush of the whole world, of the whole year. And every single year it's like this, that we get our Koyach of Chiddush in this month of Nisan. So that's the special thing about Parshas HaChodesh now, to realize this L'kamat, like the beginning of the year, the beginning of the new Eschachos of Klal Yisrael, B'chlal B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, and every single Jew receives new Eschachos every single year on this Chodesh of Nisan. And that's why it's called HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. It's for us, it's something that we gain out of it, we get this new Eschachos. All right, we'll stop you.
You're doing like Sheker, as if to say, I don't have to thank Hashem. No. Hashem came by making the bracha first. That's like Emes, we'd be makkah that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, we'll stop here.